This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 954. Is inflation stealing your money? The effects of inflation on your retirement, by Phil Town of RuleOneInvesting.com. And I'm Dan, I am your host, and welcome to a weekend edition of Optimal Finance Daily, where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And I do hope you're enjoying these new Saturday and Sunday editions. Even if you're only listening Monday through Friday, this does give you a little bit of bonus content to make your way through during the work week. Also, have you subscribed to our other four narration podcasts? We cover personal development and minimalism, health, business, and relationships on those other four shows. You can just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this to find all four. But for now, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Is inflation stealing your money? The Effects of Inflation on Your Retirement, by Phil Town of RuleOneInvesting.com. Inflation is something that many people completely forget to factor in when calculating how much money they're going to need for retirement. Most people tend to assume that if you want to live on, say, $50,000 a year for the rest of your life, you need to multiply that number by 30 years, and that's how much you need. What they don't take into account is inflation. This means that to retire, you may need much more than you think. The small percentage may not seem like a lot, but over time it adds up. Inflation can be detrimental to your retirement if you don't take it into account. So let's discuss how inflation is stealing your money. What is inflation? Inflation is a devaluing of a currency's buying power. It occurs over time as the government pumps money into the economy and there's a larger money supply buying a relatively fixed amount of stuff. As the money supply grows, people feel like they have more money, so they're willing to pay more for things. When there's a lot of inflation, wages tend to increase, and people then feel like they've got even more money, so they're willing to pay a little bit more for a Coca-Cola. When I was a kid, Coca-Cola was 10 cents, and it actually had real sugar in it. Today, you get a different kind of Coca-Cola, and it costs a dollar. So think about that for a second. 10 cents doubled up to 20 cents, then it doubled to 40 cents, then the price doubled to 80 cents, and now it's over a dollar a can. There are over 3.5 doubles in the cost of a Coca-Cola since I was a kid, and we're talking about 50 years ago. Imagine if my dad was making $10,000 a year back in the 1950s, and his income increased by 3.5 doubles. He'd be making $20,000, $40,000, $80,000, and another half would be $120,000 a year. What's interesting, though, is that a lot of times our wages haven't kept up with overall inflation. By the way, I'm using the rule of 72 to get these numbers. How does inflation work? The effects of inflation on college tuition. Take what's gone on with colleges as a result of the federal government providing backed loans to banks. The federal government will cover the downside if you don't pay your loan. Because of this, banks are willing to lend you any amount of money to go to college. As a result of that, all the colleges just gradually keep raising their prices. When I went to school after Vietnam in the 70s, I went back and earned my way through college. Now, inflation has taken the price of college to insane heights. It's gone up at 8% a year. What that means is that since 1970, 8% a year has doubled the price of college every 9 years for 45 years. If I paid $1,000 to go to school, what are you going to pay? Well, double the price of college 5 times, $1,000 to $2,000 to $4,000 to $8,000 to $16,000 to $32,000. Wages haven't kept up with that at all. The effects of inflation on your retirement. Let's talk a little bit about how you factor inflation into the number that you're calculating for your retirement. So let's say you're 50 years old. You want to retire in 10 years at 60, and we'll figure 30 years in retirement, and you're putting money into a 401k. Let's assume you started with $100,000 today in your 401k, and then contributed $2,000 a year into it because you're putting your kids through college and that's all you can put away. In 10 years, you'll probably make around 6% in your 401k if your employer isn't matching your money. I think a reasonable inflation rate's probably going to be about 3%. What this means is that in 10 years, when you're ready to retire, at 6% with an inflation rate of 3%, you end up with $205,000 to retire on. Let's assume that you're going to live on $50,000 a year. You've got $205,000 right now, but 10 years from now, it won't be worth that at all. Inflation affects everything. Including the costs of living, your $50,000 is going to be $67,000 a year to live that same basic $50,000 a year lifestyle. even if you keep investing the money at 5% or 6%, inflation continues at 3%. How many years will you be able to live in retirement before you completely run out of money, spending only $50,000 a year in today's dollars? The answer is 3 years. If you were to not learn how to invest, you'd need to come up with another $1.3 million to live on for 30 years. I know you're reading and thinking, that can't be right. But it's true, and that's how inflation is stealing your money. How to get compound interest to work for you. If you change your 6% return to 15%, you're going to make a lot more money. 15% is in the range of a return that's doable for any investor who doesn't spend a ton of time investing. What happens then? We're going to keep all the things the same, but we're going to increase the rate of return to 15%. At that point, your number becomes 540,000, and you're only short about 96,000 to make it all the way those 30 years of retirement. You're going to have to learn how to make 15% a year, or you're never going to get there. The beautiful thing about learning how to do rule number one investing is you can start with relatively small amounts of money. If you can achieve a 15% rate of return, which is completely doable, and save a little bit of money each year, you're going to be okay. I guess there is another option. You could love your job so much that you never want to retire. But for most people, they work in a real 9-to-5 job, and that's not the dream they have for themselves. If you're like that and you want to retire comfortably someday, you've got to make sure you're paying attention to both inflation rates and taking into account how much this is going to affect your overall savings and investment growth over 10 years. You just listened to the post titled, Is Inflation Stealing Your Money? The Effects of Inflation on Your Retirement by Phil Town of RuleOneInvesting.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
And that's a wrap for the Sunday show. Have a great rest of your day and rest of your weekend, and I'll be back tomorrow for Minimalist Monday, where your optimal life awaits.